Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Missed it. Second.
All right. Zach Osborne, damn it, flat tire in that last main event. Otherwise, I mean, look, you still got third overall. You still rode really well. But, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's a bummer to end the weekend that way, but there's a lot of positives to take away. Yep. And
Blaine Feeney?
No, of course not. Of course not. We had a really good weekend. Like, one big note is, like, my starts are back. And that's one thing I really, really struggled with on the 250 was starts. So to come out and pull four or five whole shots on the weekend. And
unbelievable. Until Brayton figured out his clutch today.
Yeah, Brayton was good today. But still, like, there's a lot of positives to take away. I had a crappy first main event, which hurt me kind of the whole deal. Otherwise, I could have been a little closer to Jason going into the last final as far as points went. But really, I felt like I rode quite well. As far as conditions go, like, this is kind of my worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. with being really slick.
How bad was it?
Slick, dude. Like, Vegas wet. Like,
that's bad.
Slick. Yeah, it's really strange because typically, like, at home, and I mean, most dirt, if it's moist, you know, it's not gonna get hard. Mm-hmm. But this was like moist and hard. It was super strange. So it was like extra slick, which Jason's super good at that, like spinning the corner with the rear wheel and
turn. His speed coming off the center double, dude, was he was insane.
Like, I felt like I could get closer to him over here in the rhythm lane, and then he was a little bit better than me in the whoops, and I could kind of catch him the rest of the track. But on that center double, he was putting like four bike lengths a lap, and I'm like, damn it, I'm fighting this whole lap to get back to here so he can pull me again. And there was nothing I could do, like, try it outside, inside, like, more sweeping. And he just, yeah, he's really good when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think you were impressive all weekend. You were one of the only guys to catch him. He's a Supercross champion, and, you know, on this track you caught him a few times and got on his back tire, which has to feel good.
For sure. I feel like, actually, I've been riding a little bit better than at home than what I did today, just because the conditions and whatnot. So I feel like there's still some more in the tank, and hopefully I can just continue to build all the way to Anaheim, and I think I'll be right where I need to be. I feel really good about it. My bike is really good. It has been since kind of day one. The main thing now is me, like, fine-tuning it, but also having enough hours to be able to tell them what I'm looking for, what I'm feeling, where I'm wanting to go, and things like that. So it's it's just a game of putting in the time now and keep building. Like I said, I feel like Geneva will be a little better for me because it's a little bit ruddier, and I like to go there and be able to win.
I think that for me, if as a mechanic, ex-mechanic, and as I put myself in your shoes, I would love these off-season races. A, you make a ton of money, and you're already so rich, it's ridiculous. B, it's gate drops, it's real racing, it's real intensity. You learn about your bike, you learn about your body. I know Alden and Swanee and all these guys hate these things. I don't care.
Alden's really not that against it, especially like when we're mid-November now, and I'm in a good place as far as my training and fitness and everything goes. He's fine with it. Like,
he's fine with it, but Dungeon Villopoto yet never did anything.
I can't explain that one. Okay, so, but he has no problem with me, and I was very adamant with Husky and Alden that, you know, if I don't race these races, then I'm not gonna have race since I crashed, you know, Lakewood. Since Lakewood. Yeah. So I need these races. I need to feel the starts. I need to be able to go out there and race and get in situations and make some passes, which I was able to do tonight. So I was really happy with that. Like, I was a little worried about my race, you know, my race craft and race trim, but it was really good.
Vince Freese was a huge surprise this weekend, and I think you were also a huge surprise. I was really impressed all weekend, for sure. I heard you were flying in Florida, but maybe I didn't really believe it. It could have just been your hype machine, but now I think I'll buy in.
Thank you. I was actually impressed with Vince, too. Like, he was really good all weekend. But he was good at Monster Cup, too. Like,
that's true.
Quietly good. Yeah, you know, you didn't really realize, but he was good. So, all in all, good weekend. Really hope Weston's you know, okay. I know he's doing okay, but yep. Hope he gets better quick.
Yeah,
you know?
They really put a damper on the whole weekend. How were my? I texted you a couple times with some good lines. How were those lines?
Good lines. When you text me lines, it's like, what is this guy talking about? Right. But tonight it was like, yeah. This weekend it was like, yeah, I know, and I'm gonna fix it. But
I was on my game.
Yeah, you were good.
All right, I'll see you later.
Riding coach. Yeah. DV who?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Zacho.
Later.